Well, hi there. Welcome to Let Go Lean In, my podcast of resources to help you learn to lead yourself and others well in the three crucial areas of work, life, and faith. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm an educator, researcher, and coach who can't stop sharing what I've been learning. Each episode will have a focused learning and practice, think lesson plan. Whether it's through a conversation with another leader, a book or podcast recommendation, or a personal story of my own experience. It's my desire to offer something of value for you in each episode to help you identify areas or self-limiting beliefs that have been hindering you in living the life of creativity, passion, and joy that God offers you every day. Now, that may sound like a tall order or a pipe dream, but I know it is possible. Like Emily Dickinson, I dwell in possibilities. Okay, let's get to today's episode. Well, hello, my dear listener. I'm so grateful that you've chosen to listen to this episode today because I just finished a magnificent book. And I want to tell you about it so that you will go out, find a copy, whether it's at the library or Audible or a physical copy that you purchase, and be able to recognize the beauty of the journey of life. Okay, so let me slow down and tell you that the name of this book, the title of this book, and the author are both phenomenal. The title, How to Know a Person. The subtitle, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and Being Deeply Seen. The author, David Brooks. Now, if you are not familiar with the author, I'll give you a high-level view. David Brooks is an opinion writer for the New York Times. He also writes for The Atlantic. He's been on NPR. He also co-founded the Weave organization. And that is a phenomenal all by itself, deserves a podcast episode, but I'm just kind of going through the high points of who David Brooks is and why we want to read his work. This particular book is both researched in regard to authors who have written on the topics around developmental psychology and understanding how people are wired and how they work, as well as interviews. Mr. Brooks has interviewed many, many people, and this book is a collection of stories to illustrate the points of his research. And it is a storybook. It is not a textbook. So when I say the word research, I know some people go, oh, I already went to school. I don't want to read anything like that. No, this is not like that at all. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It is delightful to read. It is painful to read because he shares people's stories, real life stories. And if you're anything like me, there have been deep hurts in life that affect who we are, that fundamentally change us in ways that we can look back on and say, yep, when that happened, I have been different since that point. But he tells these stories in such a way that it truly does help us see the point he's trying to make. So what is the point that he wants to make in this book? Well, that there are two kinds of people. Now, I'm not a big fan of either or. You know, I love the yes and kind of an approach. And yet he really kind of lays out for us that there are people who are diminishers, and he talks about what that looks like. And there are people that are illuminators. And most of the book is teaching us, illustrating for us, how we can become illuminators. The person who sees others, truly sees others, and helps others feel seen and experience that depth of the gift of being seen. And these stories are so well told, and really, I felt empowered to continue to grow in what I have talked about a lot on this podcast, and as I've interviewed other people, this idea of the journey of life and the opportunities that we have to continue to grow in our understanding of ourselves and our understanding of how to be with other people, lead other people well, see other people. It is a very timely book for the world, our culture in particular, as we enter into this election cycle where people are taking sides and expressing very volatile opinions about things. There's a backstory for every person. And in this book, Mr. Brooks helps us see the value of really understanding where a person is coming from and how to do that. And that's the other beautiful part of this book. There are elements of practice that you and I can put into place within our lives and start to be with people in a more authentic and intentional way. And of course, this completely aligns with things that I've talked about in regard to letting go of preconceived notions or unrealistic expectations or self-limiting beliefs. All of those things that get in the way of us being who we truly desire to be. And from his context, to become an illuminator, we need to know who we are, what our habits are, what our ways of being in the world currently are, and what stage and season of life we're in, and learn those things about ourselves as the groundwork for learning about others. So curiosity, right? That's one of the driving factors of learning about somebody else. You're curious. He talks about that through illustrating other people's stories. And it is such a good book. There are places that he is self-revelatory in his own journey of growth to be a person who sees others well and deeply, and not he's not preaching at all. He is with us in this journey. And it truly is one of those kinds of books that you want to keep reading. So I just have to recommend it, because I think it aligns so beautifully with the work of learning to lead yourself well and then being able to lead others well. Because in leadership, self-knowledge is a starting place. To be a transformational leader means that you are in the process of learning and growing all the time. And then from that place, you turn and help other people learn and grow so that they're in the process of growing in this journey of life. I say grow a lot, I know, because I've been working in the garden today, so it's uppermost in my mind, all the things that we have to do to prepare for growth and equip ourselves, and in the case of gardening, a plant, to be successful. So this is one of those books that is just so delightful to read, challenging to read, and a gift that you can give yourself as well as a gift that you can give to others. Because learning how to see others is such a beautiful way of being in the world. I can't say enough about it. It's only 17 chapters. It's not a huge book. He has it in three parts. Part one, I see you. Part two, I see you in your struggles. And part three, I see you in your strengths. And so learning to become an illuminator that helps other people become who they are and who they want to continue to be in the world is really a worthwhile pursuit. So I hope you'll pick up a copy of How to Know a Person, The Art of Seeing Others Deeply and of Being Deeply Seen by David Brooks. Thanks for being here today. Thank you for sharing your valuable time with me. There are so many great podcasts to listen to. You choosing this one means a lot to me, especially. If you found value in this particular episode, would you please share it with a friend? Sharing helps others know what you find interesting and valuable, and plus, it allows the algorithm to pay attention to the interest in this podcast. And if you aren't already following Let Go Lean In podcast, would you take a minute to do that now, please? I feel needy asking this, but the way that algorithms work, when you subscribe, you rate the show, and you write a review, more people see the podcast in the suggested for you section, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or another streaming platform. This is an easy way for you to help other women learn to let go, lean in. One final piece of information. This podcast is ad-free thanks to generous subscribers to my Substack, Learning Along the Way. I share more there than on a podcast episode. We're a growing community, and I'd love to have you join us as either a free or paid subscriber. There are extra perks as a paid subscriber, like monthly Zoom gatherings and quarterly one-to-one coaching for founding members. Head over to Learning Along the Way on Substack. The link to Substack is in the show notes. I really appreciate you sharing your valuable time with me. Thanks again for being here. See you next time.